Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9R Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, 100K Clients, How to Find Them, Coach Them, and Keep Them by Rich Litvend is a business book for coaches and consultants who want to serve premium clients rather than compete in crowded low-fee markets. Litvend is known in the coaching field as co-author of The Prosperous Coach, and this book extends his emphasis on relationship-based enrollment into the specific territory of ultra-high-value coaching engagements. The book argues that coaches do not necessarily need larger audiences, aggressive funnels, or constant social media activity to build a substantial practice. Instead, it presents a model based on credibility, positioning, deep service, and referral-driven reputation. Its subject is not general entrepreneurship, but the narrower craft of finding, coaching, and retaining clients who can pay 100K or more over time. The purpose is practical and strategic to help experienced service professionals understand why elite clients buy coaching, how to approach them, and how to create relationships that last. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, elite clients are presented as easier to enroll because they already value leverage. A central idea of 100K clients is that ultra-successful people can be more suitable coaching clients than those who are struggling financially or professionally. The reasoning is not that elite clients are easier in every human sense, but that they often understand the value of marginal gains. A high-performing founder, athlete, executive, or public figure may gain enormous benefit from a small improvement in judgment, focus, communication, or decision-making. Because the stakes of their work are already high, coaching can have a measurable practical value even when the intervention is subtle. This reframes premium enrollment away from persuasion and toward relevance. The coach is not trying to convince someone that coaching matters in the abstract. The coach is identifying where a capable person faces complexity, pressure, or opportunity that cannot be solved through information alone. The book, therefore, challenges the common assumption that the best clients are those with obvious pain. Litvend emphasizes clients who may appear not to need coaching, but who can use a confidential, incisive thinking partner to improve performance, leadership, and personal clarity. Secondly, positioning matters more than conventional marketing activity. Litvend distinguishes the pursuit of premium clients from mainstream marketing advice built around volume, visibility, and automated funnels. The book presents positioning as the more important lever. The coach must be perceived as someone who belongs in high-stakes conversations with high-caliber people. This does not mean using status language superficially. It means developing a practice, reputation, and way of speaking that signals discretion, depth, and relevance to elite clients. For this audience, constant public promotion may not create trust. It can even weaken perceived selectivity. The book, therefore, treats scarcity, clarity of service, and credibility as strategic assets. A coach serving 100K clients cannot rely on generic promises about transformation because sophisticated buyers are likely to resist vague claims. They need a sense that the coach understands achievement, pressure, responsibility, and the loneliness that can accompany leadership. Positioning also affects the coach internally. If the coach sees premium clients as unreachable, the resulting behavior tends to become deferential or performative. Litvend's approach asks the coach to relate to elite clients as human beings with meaningful challenges, not as trophies or distant authorities. Thirdly, coaching ultra-successful people requires depth rather than advice-giving. The book's coaching model is built around the idea that premium clients usually do not need basic instruction. Many have access to experts, data, networks, and advisors. The coach's value, therefore, lies less in supplying information and more in creating conversations that improve awareness, judgment, and action. This is especially important with clients who are already accomplished, because simplistic advice can reduce trust quickly. They may not want a coach who tells them what they already know. They may need someone who can notice blind spots, slow down reactive thinking, ask difficult questions, and hold a broader perspective. The book points toward a form of coaching that is direct, respectful, and capable of meeting clients at the level of their ambition and pressure. This requires the coach to tolerate complexity and avoid overreaching. The coach is not positioned as the smartest person in the room, but as someone who can help the client think more honestly and effectively. The practical implication is that premium coaching depends on presence, discernment, and courage as much as on frameworks or techniques. And in each, fourthly, word of mouth is treated as the strongest competitive advantage. 100K clients places unusual weight on word of mouth as the engine of a premium coaching practice. This is a meaningful departure from books that focus primarily on lead generation, content frequency, email funnels, or paid acquisition. The logic is that ultra-successful clients tend to trust recommendations from people they already respect. They may be skeptical of mass market messaging, but they pay attention when a credible peer says that a coach helped them think, decide, or perform better. In this model, the quality of the coaching relationship becomes the marketing system. The coach earns future opportunities by producing outcomes that clients willingly discuss in trusted circles. This makes retention and reputation inseparable. A premium client who stays for years is not only revenue, they are evidence that the coach can sustain value beyond an initial breakthrough. However, the word-of-mouth model also imposes discipline. It cannot be forced through slogans or visibility hacks. If the service is inconsistent, referrals will not compound. Libin's emphasis, therefore, shifts attention from appearing successful to becoming referable through substance, confidentiality, and repeated usefulness. Lastly, the 100-Tang model depends on selectivity, fit, and long-term value creation. The title highlights a striking price point. But the book's argument is not simply that coaches should charge more. A 100-Tang client relationship requires a different economic and professional logic from short-term or low-cost coaching packages. The coach must be selective because a high-fee engagement places greater demands on trust, attention, and relevance. Not every prospect is appropriate, even if they can afford the fee. The work must be connected to meaningful stakes in the client's life or business, and the coach must be capable of contributing value over an extended period. This makes client fit a core strategic issue. The book's approach also implies a smaller, more concentrated practice rather than a broad audience business. That concentration can create freedom, but it also exposes weaknesses. A coach cannot hide behind scale, generic content, or constant new client acquisition. The value must be real enough to justify renewal and referral. In this sense, the 100K model is both an opportunity and a constraint. It rewards depth, but it also requires maturity, boundaries, and sustained excellence. In conclusion, 100K clients is best suited for experienced coaches, consultants, and professional service providers who already have some confidence in their craft and want to move beyond volume-based marketing. Beginners may still benefit from its perspective, but the book is most useful for readers who are ready to examine positioning, client quality, referral dynamics, and the standards required for premium work. Its practical benefit is that it shifts attention from chasing attention to becoming genuinely trusted by high-caliber clients. Its intellectual benefit is the reframing of elite clients as people with distinctive pressures and high leverage decisions rather than as inaccessible status figures. Compared with many coaching business books, it stands out by not centering funnels, content calendars, advertising tactics, or scripts. Its category is still business development for coaches, but its emphasis is narrower and more relationship-driven. Attract fewer clients, serve them more deeply, and let reputation do more of the work. The book's strongest differentiator is its insistence that 100K engagements are not primarily the result of clever pricing language. They depend on credibility, selectivity, exceptional service, and the ability to create value for people who already operate at a high level. If you would like to support Rich Litvin, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.